This preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
2-1 to Everton in the first leg. Everton arrive off the back of a win against Newcastle. Were edgy, though, in that game. The fact they're away from home here, Lee, I think will help them. With no fans to sort of get on their back, I think it will help them on this occasion. That win against Newcastle was the first time since November that they've won two games in a row. They are yet to win three in a row this season, but they don't need to, do they? Dynamo Kiev 21-20, the draw 12-5, Everton are 13-5, Everton 4-7 to qualify, with the Ukrainians coming in at 5-4.
Yeah, interesting one, isn't it? I mean, I think, you know, Dynamo Kiev, obviously a strong home team, conceded against Guingamp in the last home game in the Europa League when they won 3-1. That's the danger for them, if they concede a goal to this Everton team, who was so free-scoring. I mean, they scored 2 at Wolfsburg and 4 at Young Boys. You know, I think, you know, it's Lukaku is just making this competition his own. I mean, I know the 3-0 win against Newcastle was a bit more like it, but he obviously scored in the home leg against Kiev as well. He scored 2 in the home leg against Young Boys. It's just been great. And I wonder if he can bully this Kiev defence a little bit. Can they sit back enough and keep Kiev out? Because Kiev have got goals in them. Mm-hmm. You know, scored 3 against Guingamp. In the group stages, they managed to score 7 home goals in the 3 matches as well. If Everton go in with the mindset of defending for their lives, like they did against Chelsea in the Premier League not so long ago, then they could do it. I just worry that they'll get dragged into a toe-to-toe kind of match like they did against Young Boys. Mm. That's my worry.
I think Kiev are a really good price here.
Yeah, my initial thoughts were that I liked Everton, but the more I look at this game, the more I wonder, have they quite got enough? This is a top European team. Mm. Some of these other teams have been playing, you know. I mean, Young Boys, that Swiss league, it isn't much to write home about.
But at the same time, neither is the Ukrainian. It's not the most solid, but in Kiev,
but in the next in Kiev, you have
European.
I think the top
pedigree.
Two. Yeah. I'd say the top two in this league are better than Basel and Young Boys in the Swiss league. And it's you know, it's a bit of a cliche, but it's a tricky place to go, etc., etc. I was surprised to see Kiev at odds against. I must admit. So I'll play them at odds against to win the game. Whether they go through or not is another matter, because they've got a mountain to overhaul, really. And the more they push forward, the more it will leave Everton with chances to score against them. Only a 2-1, of course, but they've got that away goal. Kiev to win the game at 21-20 to qualify
5-4. I can't fathom the prices there, because Kiev, of course, have to win in order to qualify.
Yeah.
Just take them to win. The price difference is negligible, and the only way that it would differ is if Everton score more than 2, which they don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm in full agreement. Kiev home win on the night, 21-20 is not too bad, but I like what you're lining up there.
Yeah, Lukaku, 2-1, big price. And I mean, I think we put up a goal score in every single game so far, and the reason for that is that in Europe, for some reason, the traders give us much better value for goal scorers than they do in the Premier League, and it's not like we see fewer goals. We see plenty of goals in Everton's Europa League games. You know, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. All right, the Krasnodar game when they were already qualified was a 1-0. 2-0 at Wolfsburg, 3-0 against Lille, 4-1 against Wolfsburg in the Goodison leg. You know, it's very rare that we don't see it. And we know that Kiev have to go out and score. So I think 2-1 for a man who's been scoring for fun in this competition is very nice indeed.
Let's talk about penalties.
Okay.
Because Leighton Baines doesn't take them anymore, seemingly. Marais, of course, took one off him and then missed it. But Lukaku took one at the weekend when Baines was on the pitch. Can't understand that, because Baines' penalty record is superb. I think he's only missed one in his career. But factor then 20 bets you have. Baines is 19-5 any time. And if he is no longer the penalty taker, we won't know until they get another one. But
no.
Then that can only enhance the Lukaku at 2-1.
True. Yeah,
but Baines at 19-5 for a left back who doesn't take penalties is a bad bet.
Yeah, it is.
That's if he's not taking pens. Watch him get one and he takes it now. But if Lukaku is taking them, then 2-1, you know, it just helps that bet along, doesn't it?
Yeah. Interesting stat. Dynamo have only won 4 of the 23 encounters with English sides, which is quite. You know, I like looking at those, because sometimes it does give you an idea of how much better the Premier League is. I think in the Champions League we've seen that the Premier League teams have been off the pace. But in the Europa League, I think maybe that because you're looking at the second and third teams down in the division usually, then that's why maybe some of Everton's people have been so surprised that Everton have had such good results in the Europa League and such bad results in the Premier League. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about the best team in Ukraine. At this stage now, we're starting to talk about really good sides. So, yeah, I think I do like that odds against. I think there might be a touch of, you know, wanting to, you know, maybe underestimating Dynamo Kyiv a little bit at 21-20.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.